This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. People who win medical malpractice suits in Colorado could soon collect a lot more in damages. CPR's Megan Verlee reports a new state law raises the cap on non-economic damages to $1.5 million.
The bipartisan push to raise the damages cap is a way to head off a potential ballot showdown. According to the news site Sum and Substance, trial lawyers were moving to ask voters to do away with the damages cap altogether and open more of a medical provider's records to inspection during a lawsuit. In return, medical groups drafted an initiative to limit how much money lawyers could collect in personal injury and wrongful death cases. Now, the new higher damages cap will take effect early next year and will increase with inflation. The law also allows siblings and heirs to bring wrongful death suits. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado Springs Utilities is joining water managers and other local governments around southeastern Colorado in criticizing Aurora's recent purchase of water in Otero County. The Colorado Springs agency is overseen by the City Council. It says Aurora's water purchase violates an agreement with the southeastern Colorado Water Conservancy District. Colorado voters should see ballots for the primary election in their mailboxes soon. Half of the state's congressional districts have primaries for one or both major parties. This election will also determine who represents eastern Colorado for the next 6 months. Republican Ken Buck's early retirement left his seat empty, so the state lined up the vacancy election to coincide with the primary. Our voter guide for Colorado's primary is at CPR.org. This is CPR News.